MassMutual.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Monongalia County Ballpark here in Granville, West Virginia. State College Spikes, West Virginia Black Bears about to get underway. Joe Putnam along with you here now. The top of the first inning, first before all that, a ceremonial first pitch here as the Black Bears are in their light blue jerseys. The Black Bear logo set against the outline of the state of West Virginia. On the left breast pocket, black numerals on the back. The black caps with the light blue bills and the interlocking WV script logo. Meanwhile, for the Spikes, it's the navy blue jerseys tonight. The Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Numbers in gold outlined in red on the lower right of the front of the jersey. Same coloring on the larger numerals in the back. Gray pants with the blue stripe running down the side. And the navy blue caps with the deer head logo on the front. Game time temperature here in the Mountain State, 88 degrees. It is on the warm side, of course, warmer on the artificial turf surface here at Monongalia County Ballpark. As the right-hander Mark Faiello out of Hofstra University takes his warm-ups, spent all 5 years of his collegiate career with the Pride. Of course, this past season, a 5.22 ERA the year prior, 7-4 record, 5.15 earned run average. He threw 80 innings, or 80 and a third to be exact, in 2022, this past spring through 70 and two-thirds. He also spent time with the Bristol Blues of the New England Collegiate League in 2021. Bello, 6 foot, 175 pounds, a native of Plainview, New York. He is 22 years of age. He'll turn 23 in November. Peyton Harden, Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras. The top third of the order for the Spikes. Luis Aviles, Logan Mathieu, and Marcus Page in the 4-5-6 spots. And rounding it out will be Braden Blackford, Ryan Guardino, and Jesse Fontaboa. So getting underway here is Peyton Harden will step in. Harden, the left-handed hitting center fielder, who is off to a tremendous start in this MLB Draft League second half. He's hitting 500. 9 of 18 at the plate. He has 3 doubles, 4 RBIs. He's 6-for-6 in stolen bases. And with a pair of walks, he has a 524 on base percentage. And our first pitch tonight at 635, taken for a called strike. Fastball over the outer portion of the plate, 0-1 on Harden. And the next offering is upstairs for a ball. Tonight's first pitch at 635, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Fastball outside, 2-1 now to Harden. And the pitch. Fastball is low at 89 miles an hour. 3-1 the count. Michael Cooper at first base. Noah Lucier at short. Bobby Ledet Lucier at second base, I should say. Bobby Ledet at short. Tyner Hughes is at third. That's the infield. And a fastball up upper reaches of the zone called strike. It's now 3-2. A full count to Harden. Leadoff man in the game and the pitch. Fastball down and inside, ball 4, and Harden draws his third walk of the season.
Shortstop number 5, Josh Leslie.
That'll bring Josh Leslie to the plate. Leslie this season batting .333 in his first 4 games with a trio of doubles of his own. 4 runs batted in. He's 3-for-3 in steals. Was without a hit last night, but made a tremendous defensive play, a diving grab that started a double play. Out of the stretch, Harden bluffs the steal. The fastball's a strike at the knees. 0-1. Outfield for West Virginia. Patrick Lee is in left field. Cam Ridley in center. Ben McLean in right. Tyler Dellerman doing a catching. There goes Harden. The pitch is a strike. Bouncing throw to second. An overslide on the turf, and he's tagged out. And that's where the artificial turf also comes into play. Harden had the bag stolen easily. But because of the slickness as opposed to the dirt, you have to be careful about not oversliding. And that was the case. And that goes as a caught stealing then. He does not get credit for the stolen base. 2-4 on the caught stealing. First time he's caught all year as Faiello lets one go. It's out of reach for Dellerman. And it's ball 1 to Leslie. 1-2 the count now. And the base is empty. Just underway here in West Virginia, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Dug out of the turf by Dellerman. He'll have to throw to first to complete the strikeout. High throw, but Cooper able to handle it. And it's the first strikeout for Faiello. 2 gone here in the top of the first. That'll bring Carlos Contreras to the plate. Contreras is leading the way for the Spikes in batting average. A .615 mark. He is 8 of 13 at the plate with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Had a 3-hit game last night, including those 2 doubles. .667 on base percentage when you factor in the 2 walks he's received. And he swings at the first pitch here, pops it up right center field. Second baseman Lucier is out for it and makes the catch on the West Virginia logo inlaid into the turf in center for the final out. Nothing across for the Spikes in the first. Jonah Jenkins gets the ball for the first time against the West Virginia order when we return here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT.
GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Let it slip, it cuff it,
check. Talk to the doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Jonah Jenkins, the 6'1", 205-pound right-hander out of Denver, Colorado, gets the ball here in the bottom of the first inning. Jenkins, 24 years old, turned 24 in January, started his collegiate career with 2 years at Dartmouth, 2019 and the abbreviated 2020 season. Of course, there was no Ivy League baseball in 2021. He did not play collegiate baseball in that season. Transferred to the University of San Francisco for 2022, then joined up with Ohio State University in 2023. Again, a 6-4 record, a 3.81 ERA, well below Big Ten League average. 19 appearances, 6 of them starts. Again, 44 strikeouts to 19 walks. He also recorded a pair of saves. He was born in Vancouver, Washington, but a Denver native. And he will face Cam Ridley to start off the bottom of the first inning. And Jenkins' first pitch of the night, a fastball low. Louis Aviles doing the catching. Our umpires for tonight's game, Phil Heim works the plate. Luke Kammermeyer is at first base. And Antonio Veltri is at third. And the 1-0 popped up, foul ground, left field. Contreras at the line, but this will tumble onto the concourse. Well away from the playing surface. And it's 1-1 to Ridley. Ridley this season, batting .286 in 4 games. He is 4-for-14 at the plate. 2 runs batted in, a .421 on base percentage. And the 1-1 to him. Bounce to the left side, deflects off the middle of the diving Blackford, picked up by Leslie. The shortstop will make a bouncing throw to first, just as a matter of course. But Ridley with a leadoff single here in the opening frame. And Ridley this season is 3-for-3 in steal attempts in the second half. Here's Ben McLean now. McLean out of Texas State went 2-for-4 last night, scored a pair of runs. For the season, he is 8-of-13, a .615 batting average. No extra base hits yet, but 6 runs batted in. .643 on base percentage. Ridley takes his lead, held on by Logan Mathieu, and the pitch down low gets past Aviles. Now moving up to second is Ridley, and we'll see what the determination on that one is. Aviles catching, Mathieu at first, Marcus Page at second base tonight. Josh Leslie, the shortstop, Braden Blackford at third. Page and Blackford switching around from where they were set up to begin last night's game. Outfield is Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Hardin in center, and Jesse Fontaboa is in right. Jenkins out of the stretch, the 1-0. Breaking ball. Just missed outside, 2-0 the count. That'll be ruled as a wild pitch to move Ridley to second. Probably because it did deflect the turf, and under the rules, if it deflects the turf or the dirt before getting to the catcher, it's reckoned as a wild pitch. 2-0 fastball at the knees, called strike, 90 miles an hour from Jenkins. 2-1 the count. Shadows extending across the right portion of the infield. The plate is enveloped in shadow, but still sunshine on the mound. Here's the set. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball dove low on McLean there, and it's 2-2. Jenkins with 5 pitches in his arsenal, a 4-seam fastball, the curve, the slider, the changeup, and a cut fastball. The righty sense, looks at second, now the 2-2. Check swing, did he go? Aviles applies the tag, appeal down to third, yes he did. Says Tony Veltri, and that's the first strikeout for Jonah Jenkins tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One down, Ridley remains at second, and here is Tyner Hughes serving as the third baseman tonight after filling roles the DH. He actually reached base or did not have an official at bat in his first four plate appearances. He reached base on three of them, a hit by pitch and two walks. Officially, he was 0 for 2. 0-1 the count as Hughes fouls it back, 91 on the fastball that time. Jenkins kicks and deals. That bouncer is foul. That's actually a double hit from Hughes. It'll be a penalty stroke on the golf course, but simply strike two here. The only dirt here at Monongalia County Ballpark, the pitching mounds, both on the field of play and in both bullpens. West Virginia bullpen beyond the right field fence. State College bullpen beyond the left field fence. The 0-2 popped up behind home plate. Avila stops the helmet, but this will find the seat six rows deep and take a high hop. And a nice grab on the ricochet by a fan down below. Still two strikes on Tyner. Hughes. Hughes out of Cumberland University, Dyer, Tennessee. And the 0-2. Grounder to the right side. This will move up the runner. Fielded by Matthew. Toss to Jenkins coming over to cover, and Jenkins wins the race to the bag. That's why the pitchers work on fielding practice with the first baseman. Matthew off the line with nobody on first, so he able to get to that. But he has to depend on the pitcher coming over. So Ridley at third now with two outs, and Anthony Hansen, tonight's DH up. Hansen was the left fielder last night. He went 2 for 5 with a double, scored a pair of runs, and knocked in one. And the pitch, breaking ball. That's a called strike on the inner half. Hansen out of the University of Memphis, a native of Columbia, Missouri. And, of course, the former president of the MLB Draft League, Kerrick Jackson, now the head coach at Memphis. Formerly at Missouri, the 0-1. That is upstairs for a ball. 89 on the fastball that time from Jonah, 1-1 the count. And the 1-1. Breaking ball, and that deflects high off of Avila's shin pad. That'll allow Ridley to come in from third. It goes the second wild pitch of the night, and it's the first run of the game. Two balls and a strike the count. And it's a 2-1 to Hansen now as the bases are empty. The pitch, fastball just off the inner portion of the plate on the lefty Hansen. Three balls and a strike. West Virginia did not change its lineup too much from yesterday as the line drive to right field straight at Jesse Fontaboa, who makes the catch to end the inning. But West Virginia grabs the first lead of the game. A run on a hit. Nobody left. End of one. Black Bears lead it 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Luis Aviles, Logan Mathieu, Marcus Page due up for the Spikes here in the second inning, trailing 1-0. Aviles, the catcher this evening, takes the first pitch for a strike. Fastball at 88 over the outer end from Mark Fiello, the right-hander. Aviles in his return to Happy Valley, 2-for-6 of the plate with a pair of doubles, and he sends this one rocketing toward left field, and that's going to go into the Spikes bullpen, over and out. Luis Aviles with his first home run of the season for the Spikes, and it's tied up at 1 here in the second. And he got that one out of here in a hurry. A 394-foot solo shot that left the yard at 109 miles an hour. You talk about a hard hit ball. He sent that off-speed delivery out of here. And now Logan Mathieu is up. And Mathieu did his fair share of that last season for the Black Bears. 8 home runs, 34 RBIs. This season, he's 286 in his first 4 games. A big cut there, a miss. Strike 1. He has delivered a double and 3 runs batted in for the Spikes. A 412 on base percentage as he's received 3 walks, including an intentional walk in the 8th inning this past weekend against Mahoning Valley. Takes the 0-1 fastball outside, evens up the count. So for Aviles, that is his third home run as a Spike. He had 2 last year when he played for State College in the second half, and the 1-1 to Mathieu swung on and missed, 1-2. Each team with a hit. Spikes have the bigger one. Fiello gets the shine from Dellerman. Dellerman was set up. Now he'll set up again. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Off speed, tailing away from Mathieu that time. A second strikeout for Fiello. One gone here in the top of the second inning. Spikes are back home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. 6:35 games Friday and Saturday, 4:05 on Sunday. And it all kicks off with Star Wars Night coming back to Medler Field at Lebronto Park as part of Comic-Con Night on Friday. First pitch to Marcus Page, swung on and missed. Marcus hitting .263, a .300 on base percentage, 2 doubles, a homer, 5 RBIs in his return to the Spikes. And the 0-1, taken for a ball, breaking ball low and away, evens up the count. Comic-Con night, of course. Our friends of the Happy Valley Comic-Con will be out. And here's the 1-1, upstairs for a ball, 2-1. And the first 200 visitors to the Happy Valley Comic-Con table on the concourse will receive a free comic, and we will give away 2 tickets to the 2024 Happy Valley Comic-Con. 2-1 breaking balls, a called strike on the outer edge, 2-2 the count. But, of course, Star Wars night, we will have the local costumers coming on out. They do portray Star Wars characters. They've got to be officially vetted as well by the good folks at Lucasfilm. And we'll have Star Wars clips and music. It'll be themed out. We encourage you to come in costume as well. Heck, if you come as R2-D2, I'll buy you a drink. Here's the 3-2 to Page, foul back to the screen. We'll have to figure out how to fit it in the costume, of course, but I guarantee you, anybody that comes to the ballpark is R2-D2, I will buy the beverage of your choice. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another payoff pitch to Page. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a change. It's the 3rd strikeout for Fiello. 2 down in the second, and now Braden Blackford to the plate. Blackford was outstanding last night. 4-for-5 with his first home run of the season. A solo shot to left center that jump-started the Spikes rally in the 7th. He tripled as well. He knocked in a pair of runs, scored 2 runs. And he stands in the left-handed batter's box now, the product of Purdue Fort Wayne, as the breaking ball is a called strike on the inner half to him, 0-1. Also, as part of Star Wars Night, our 50-50 beneficiary for the night will be the Center County United Way. So it's all for a great cause. Star Wars Night at the ballpark coming back Friday night, 6:35. Tickets are available for that game, as well as the Sean Clifford Retirement Party on Saturday and Sunday Fun Day. Right now at StateCollegeSpikes.com. The 1-1 to Blackford, swung on and missed, 1-2 the count. Two gone here in the bottom of the second. Bases are empty. It's 1-1 after the Luis Aviles solo homer. Breaking ball in the turf, blocked by Dellerman. Now two balls, two strikes to Blackford. Braden, a native of Peoria, Illinois, home, of course, of the Peoria Chiefs. And the 2-2 foul tip, and it deflects off of Dellerman. Foul ball, and it's still 2-2. Wind up by Fallo, and the pitch called strike three. Fastball up high in the inner portion of the plate. Difficult one to go after. And Fallo records three consecutive strikeouts who finish the frame. However, to start it, he allows the solo homer to Luis Aviles. One run, one hit, nobody left. One and a half gone. It's a 1-1 game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And Jonah Jenkins delivers the first pitch of the frame. A fastball for a called strike of the knees to shortstop Bobby Lede, spelled L-A-D-A, but pronounced Lede. Number five hitter in the West Virginia order. Here's the 0-1. Lede put together a big game last night as he takes a ball that slips past Aviles, but nobody on base. Simply ball one. Went 3-for-5, finished just a homer shy of the cycle. Knocked in four runs, scored a pair as well. Jenkins with a shake, another shake, another shake. Finally gets what he likes. Here's the 1-1. Fastball, a called strike of the knees again. It's 1-2. Some of that is also showmanship on the part of the pitcher sometimes. As a batter, you see him shake off, shake off, shake off. He finally gets what he likes. You don't know if what exactly he's got in mind. Is the 1-2, a fastball low. Two balls and two strikes. Lede to be followed by Michael Cooper and Tyler Dellerman in the West Virginia order. 1-1 game here in the bottom of the second. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball that time. That was the curve. And the strikeout is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One down in the bottom of the second, and here is Michael Cooper, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Cooper batting 308 this season. One RBI, a 438 batting average, playing his fourth game for the Black Bears, and the fastball down and away for ball one. K Came to the Black Bears out of the Cleveland Guardians system. Cooper was a 33rd round pick of Cleveland in 2017 out of Ridge Point High School, Missouri City, Texas. Bouncer foul to the first base side. It's 1-1. Most recently, Cooper was with the Arizona Complex League Guardians in 2021, a 191 batting average there. Played 15 games. He also spent time with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers when he was a member of the Cleveland organization as the 1-2, a foul tip that hits Aviles. So plate umpire Phil Heim will personally escort Jonah Jenkins back to the mound and give him a new baseball when they reach the top of the hill. Allow Aviles some time to recover. That's the understanding. That's the brotherhood of the mask between the catcher and the plate umpire. But Cooper, in two seasons with Mahoning Valley, played a total of 70 games, hit one homer, knocked in 31 runs for the Scrappers. So when the Black Bears come to Medler Field at Lebrano Park in mid-August, you will have some memories of that ballpark in Happy Valley is the 1-2 taken for a ball outside. 2-2 the count. Wind up by Jenkins in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider that time. Third strikeout of the night for Jonah Jenkins. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. Here's Tyler Dellerman, right-handed hitting catcher, making his first appearance of the series out of the University of Charleston. That's the one here in West Virginia. First pitch, low, skitters to the backstop, but again, simply ball one. Dellerman, a Cincinnati native, 6'1", 205 pounds. He is 23 years old. Dellerman 0 for 7 so far, playing his third game for West Virginia. The 1-0, bouncer right back at the box, knocked down by Jenkins, picks it up and backhands the throw onto Matthew at first, but in time, and the inning is over. Jonah Jenkins has retired 6 consecutive batters. At the end of 2 innings, we're still tied at 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Into the third inning. Spikes will have Ryan Guardino, Jesse Fontaboa, and Peyton Harden due up. The 8-9-1 batters. A 1-1 tie here. West Virginia scoring on a wild pitch in the first inning. Spikes responding with Luis Aviles' leadoff solo homer in the second. Here's Ryan Guardino. He homered last night in the Alabama product. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Guardino out of Santa Barbara, California. And the pitch, that's outside a ball. One ball and one strike. Guardino with a big hit, 1-for-11 so far to start things off for the Spikes in the second half. But he has three RBIs, and the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. 1-2, I was saying last night, he was the hit amongst the Penn State communications campers that joined us on Sunday. Many of them able to ask questions, a press conference, down on the field with a few Spikes players after the game. 1-2, that's in the turf, gloved by Dellerman. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, another warm but cloudless day here in the Mountain State. Can get a full view of the hills all the way on down. The 2-2, swing and a miss, kind of with a breaking ball. That is Fiello's fifth strikeout already. He has struck out the last four batters he's faced after the Aviles homer. One gone. Here's Jesse Fontaboa, the right fielder out of Oklahoma City University, which at one time was an NCAA Division I school, now in the NAIA. Fontaboa, a Las Vegas native. 250 in his first three games for the Spikes, 2-for-8 at the plate. He takes ball one low, a fastball. Fontaboa with a double, an RBI, and a 400 batting average. Or excuse me, 400 on-base percentage. Go with the 250 batting average. Here's the 1-0, fouled away to the right side. 1-1. Of course, there are many who will maintain that perhaps on-base percentage really should be the true measure of batting average. Of course, on-base plus slugging, pretty much commonly accepted now, is one of those numbers, a key metric, and of course adjusted for park factors, environmental factors, strength of the league as well. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0. Next offering, and Fontaboa pops this up right side of the infield. Noah Lucier calls for it, and Lucier, who ranged all the way into center field to grab one earlier, waits on this one and makes the catch on the first baseline this time. Didn't have to range so far. Two away here in the top of the third. By the way, 9 Spikes, of course, selected in the 2023 MLB draft. Congratulations to all of them from the 21, 22, and 23 seasons. Here's Peyton Hardin, leadoff man in the order. He walked in the first inning, but then was caught stealing for the first time this year, oversliding on the turf here at Monongalia County Ballpark. He takes a strike on the inner edge. Left-handed hitter against the righty Fiello in the pitch. That is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fiello out of Hofstra. And the pitch, and Hardin pops this one up foul. Third base side, jammed a bit. He'll check the bat, make sure it's all together, and it is. But again, the MLB draftees from the Spikes this season. And in 21 and 22, as that one bounces up and hits plate umpire Phil Heim right in that shoulder neck area. Hopefully it hit a spot that was protected by the chest protector that the umpires would now wear underneath their shirt when working the plate. And Heim, just like he gave Aviles a break, he's going to give himself a break now, escorting Fiello up to the top of the hill and coming back home. Spikes draftees are actually 10 of them, excuse me, out of the last 3 years. Corey Avant, right-hander for this year's first-half squad, taken in the 9th round by the A's. Chris Barraza, Josh Malares, from 2023 and 22, respectively, both 10th-round picks. Barraza to the Angels, Malares to the Blue Jays. 2-2 to Hardin with 2 outs here. Breaking ball up and in, ball 3. Jacob Odell, taken in the 14th round by the Cardinals. And if you'll read STLSportsPage.com, Rob Raines did a great article on Jacob Odell joining the Cardinals organization as this ball lined to right field, but Ben McLean frozen in his tracks for a moment, now backs up a step, makes the catch, and ends the inning as the Spikes go down in order in the third. We also have Will Simpson, Will Stevens, Matthew Linsky, Will Bush, Connor Oliver, and Casey Stewart selected. We'll talk more about them as well as an additional player headed to a major league organization. That's coming up, as is the bottom of the third inning after this 1-1 our score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one,
you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
First pitch in the bottom of the third inning. Bounced by Noah Lucier on to second baseman Marcus Page for the Spikes. Taken in, throw to first in time. One away here in the bottom of the third in a 1-1 game. Jonah Jenkins has now retired seven consecutive batters after allowing an infield single to Cam Ridley to start the first inning. Ridley, with a pair of wild pitches as well, came in to score eventually. Now Patrick Lee, the batter, he came in to play right field late in the ball game, got one plate appearance and was hit by a pitch in the eighth inning. Lee takes strike one on the outer edge. 89 on the fastball from Jenkins. Lee out of Moss Point, Mississippi, a product of William Carey University, as that pitch misses low, 1-1. William Carey, a NAIA school down in Mississippi. And Lee takes ball two inside. Bobby Lede, excuse me, the West Virginia shortstop, also a product of William Carey. And the 2-1 to Lee. That one low, slipped past Avila's, ball three. Mentioned the Spikes draft picks over the three-day selection process, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. On Monday, Corey Avant in the ninth round of the A's. Fastball called strike, right around the knees, and the count is full to Lee. He was all set to go down to first, but he'll return to the right-handed box. Actually, William Carey University also, the alma mater of Dan Jennings, former manager of the Miami Marlins, back when they were the Florida Marlins. Time is called before the 3-2 pitch. Jennings actually became the manager. He was the general manager. And the pitch, fastball, just off the plate outside. Ball four, and it's the first walk Jonah Jenkins has allowed tonight. A runner on with one out now for Cam Ridley, the only other West Virginia player to reach base thus far. Again, the infield single in the first and came in to score. A reminder, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Jenkins out of the stretch. The pitch. Breaking ball missed outside. 1-1 the count. Slider that time. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the third. And going through the draft picks again, Jacob Odell to the Cardinals in the 14th round. Josh Molares, 2022 pitcher, goes to the Blue Jays in the 10th. Chris Peraza goes in the 10th to the Angels. Will Simpson, who was phenomenal as a first baseman, five homers in the first half last year, went to the A's. And on the 1-0, pop-up right field, Fontaboa coming in, and he can't get to it. It drops in front of him as scooting to second is Ridley. He's moving on to third. Trying for second is Ridley, and the ball gets away. That'll score Lee. Ridley moves up to third, and West Virginia takes the lead. Fontaboa had to make up a lot of ground coming in from right field on that pop-up. He couldn't quite get to it. And then he tried to throw to second to get Ridley, the Runner behind Lee, but Spikes middle infielders had come out for a relay to third, and there was nobody home. So that will be a base hit for Ridley, and then the first error of the game to score the run. And it'll likely go as a throwing error on Fontebowa. And the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. One ball, no strikes. There is only one error on the play. I think there was an input error on the online score. So 1-0, taken for a strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. So one run, one hit, one error for State College. Now 2 runs, 2 hits for West Virginia. But it is a throwing error, E9. Ridley now on third. And here's Ben McLean. 1-0 to him. I'm going to tell you what, the service here in West Virginia is the best in the league by far. One ball, no strikes. Here's a grounder to the left side. Probably scores a run. Does. Blackford scoops it up. Throw to first is in time, but it's an RBI ground out for McLean. And a 3-1 lead for the Black Bears. It's a sixth error of the year for the Spikes, although the first committed by an outfielder. And now the bases are empty with two down. Here in the bottom of the third for Tyner Hughes, third baseman out of Cumberland University, Lebanon, Tennessee. And Cumberland has a unique distinction as the pitch low for a ball, 1-0. They were on the opposite end, the losing end of the most lopsided score in college football history, 1916 against Georgia Tech. Jenkins shakes off one side, now has what he likes, and the 1-0 is low for ball two. Cumberland's baseball team had played Georgia Tech's baseball team in the spring of 1916 and ended up beating them. And this so enraged Georgia Tech baseball coach John Heisman, who also was the football coach at the time, and of course his name borne on the Heisman Trophy, that he forced Cumberland to play the agreed-upon return football matchup. Now, he had felt that Cumberland used some illegal players, perhaps, players from out of town they had just for the occasion, to defeat the Yellow Jackets, or the Ramblin' Wreck, as a 3-0 to Hughes, low for a ball. That puts him on with a 2-out walk, second one issued by Jenkins tonight. So Heisman forced Cumberland to play their return football matchup, even though Cumberland barely had a football team, and Georgia Tech was the strongest team in the country. What happens when you put a ragtag bunch against the top college football team in the land? 222-0 in a game that had its quarters cut in half in the third and the fourth. So a meeting on the mound between Aviles and Jenkins. No action in the State College bullpen. This is just to settle things down. And with Hughes on first and two away, here's Anthony Hansen. The left-handed hitting DH lined out to the right fielder Fontebowa in the first. Now that's the story of Cumberland, but Hughes, the son of Cumberland, now leads off first base. And Jenkins to the plate. Fades in for a called strike. Curveball dropping in, upper portion of the zone. 0-1 the count. Some other Spikes draft choices. Will Stevens, who actually played for Frederick in 2021, pitched for the Spikes last year in the first half. He was a 15th round choice of the Rays this year. Fastball down and away. Pops out of the middle of Aviles, but no movement by the runner. Ball one to Hansen. Matthew Linsky, the right-hander, who tied for the league lead in strikeouts in the first half. 6'7 righty. He drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 16th round yesterday. Catcher Will Bush, who played for the Spikes, also a 16th round draft choice taken by the Astros. As a 1-1 sends skyward to the gap in right center field, but Fontebowa races after it and makes the catch going to the ground. A nice play by the Spikes right fielder chasing that one down. 95 miles an hour off the bat. But Fontebowa deprives Hansen of a base hit for the second consecutive at bat. However, West Virginia scores a pair of runs on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base here in the third. The Black Bears now out in front 3-1 as we go to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Swing and a miss for Josh Leslie to start the fourth inning. Next ball bounced foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. As we remind you fans, this is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 0-2 to Leslie, fouled away, third base side. Josh 0-1 with a strikeout this evening. 3-1 lead for West Virginia here in the top of the fourth. Spikes run on a Luis Avila solo homer in the second inning. Bouncer foul behind the plate. Leslie's staying alive. Still an 0-2 count, but the fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Other draft picks for the Spikes. Yesterday, Connor Oliver, who pitched for the Spikes in 2021, taken by the Royals in the 17th round yesterday. And then Casey Stewart, a 2022 pitcher for the Spikes, selected by the Phillies in the 19th round. So 10 players selected overall in the draft. And the 1-2 to Leslie, lifted in the air, first base side. This is going to go into the grass berm, and it's still a ball and two strikes as Leslie extending the count here. Aiello thus far has thrown 51 pitches, 32 of them for strikes here in 3+ innings of work. There's no action in either bullpen right now. Jonah Jenkins has been buzzing along for the Spikes. 48 pitches in the first three innings as the 1-2 to Leslie swung on and missed. Kind of the changeup. And that's Fiello's sixth strikeout of the night. He is now retired 7 in a row after the Avila's homer. Here's Carlos Contreras. He flied a ball to center field, but the second baseman, Noah Lucier, ended up making the play back in the first inning. One other player that is major league team bound from the Spikes' first half squad in 2023, Connery Peters, who tied with Matthew Linsky atop the first half strikeout leaderboard, signed a free agent deal with the Chicago White Sox. So congrats to Connery, and sure he'll make the most of that opportunity. Here's the 1-0 to Contreras. Taken for a strike, off speed on the inner half. One ball, one strike. The next offering from Fiello, line toward left field, fighting the sun, lead toward the line, now has a beat on it, makes the catch. Two away. That'll bring up Avilas, who sent the last pitch he saw from Fiello 394 feet into the State College bullpen beyond the left field fence. Screaming out of here at 109 miles an hour. See if Fiello goes fastball here to start him off. He doesn't. He throws the curve, but it's low and away for a ball. Into the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball again. It's 1-1. Now the current crop of Spikes returning home this weekend. Told you about Star Wars night and Comic-Con night on Friday. It's also a 4-for-44 Friday. Four of our best seats, four hot dogs, four sodas. Just $44. Those ticket packages available in person at the Spikes ticket office. Open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game on Friday. or by phone at 814-272-1711. The 1-2 to Aviles, bounce to the left side, charging in, shortstop Lede gloves it, bouncing throw to first, and it skips past Cooper. Aviles digging for second, he will make it, and that'll be the first West Virginia error of the night. So that'll even the error count as Aviles moves into scoring position with two outs. Hogan Matthew now striding to the plate, the former Black Bear. The left-handed hitting first baseman struck out in the second inning. And Matthew made a play last night. He was diving after a foul ball ranging toward the West Virginia dugout. The ball bounced on top of the dugout, but it was on the inside of the netting. And he almost was able to reach out and grab it with the 6-5 frame. The pitch knocked foul first base side. Strike one to Matthew. Logan, the Belfont PA native, and by the way, Saturday is part of all the festivities of the ballpark. The 2023 State Baseball Champions in Class 4A. Belfont Area High School will be honored at the ballpark Saturday at the 6:35 game. As the 0-1 to Matthew popped up third base side, Tyner Hughes going toward the fence. This will drop seven rows deep in the seats. Actually dropped onto the grass berm, and the cameraman ends up getting it. 0-2 the count. Runner on second, two outs, top of the fourth. Spikes down by two. Of course, Logan won the first state title Belfont earned at Medler Field at Lebrano Park in 2016. Interestingly enough, the winning pitcher in that 2016 title victory, Don Masullo, as the 0-2 fades up high, ball one. The winning pitcher going the distance in 2023, Dom Caparella. Both times the game was delayed a day by weather, 2016 and 2023. The 1-2 swung on and missed, breaking ball, a tag applied to finish off the strikeout. And both times, I was not present. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. For the spikes in the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. At the end of three and a half, it's West Virginia 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in West Virginia. The homestanding Black Bears leading the Spikes 3-1. Joe Putnam along with you here, as it will be the 5-6-7 hitters due up for West Virginia against righty Jonah Jenkins into his fourth inning of work. Bobby Lede, Michael Cooper, and Tyler Dellerman. Jenkins set them down in order in the second. Lede bounces the first pitch onto third base, taken in by Braden Blackbird. Throw across the diamond is in time. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And again, West Virginia leading this one 3-1. As we take a look now at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, another action in the MLB Draft League. Williamsport opening up a 5-0 lead on Trenton. They are in the bottom of the second inning. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley and Frederick scheduled to start at 7:05 have not yet got underway. First pitch to Michael Cooper is a ball low. Left-handed hitting first baseman, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. And the pitch called strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. By the way, did some digging. Cooper has played two games against the Spikes at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Actually played 8 games against the Spikes as a member of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers in 2019 when they were a Cleveland affiliate. The 0-1 fouled off. 0-2 the count. Here's the windup and the 1-2. Lifted in the air, left field. Back goes Contreras, but he settles up shy of the warning track, raises the mitt, makes the catch. 2 down in the bottom of the fourth inning. So that'll bring up Tyler Dellerman, the West Virginia catcher, who grounded back to Jenkins, the pitcher, in the second. And the pitch swung on and missed by Dellerman. Strike one on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball, outer half of the plate. 3-1 West Virginia here in the bottom of the fourth. Of course, no action in the majors tonight, part of the All-Star break. The 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2 the count, and Dellerman will exit the box to readjust his batting gloves. Elias Diaz with the home run in the eighth inning to give the NL a 3-2 victory over the American League. The first in the last 10 years, hard to believe. The 0-2 foul back to the backstop. Actually, the National League had traditionally dominated the All-Star game until the 80s, and then it sort of flipped around, and of course, the American League with a big streak. But the NL gets the victory up in Seattle, a great event. And a lot of friends up there who all raved about it. Breaking ball low, 1-2 to Dellerman. But there will now be no MLB action until Friday when things kick back up. Chance for the players to return to their teams, head out on the road if needed. The 1-2 is low for ball two. Of course, the minor leagues back in action. Many of them even stopped down for the All-Star game last night. But kicking right back up is the 2-2 to Dellerman. A breaking ball tumbles in just inside with a curve. Ball three, and Jenkins will toss that ball out of play. 3-1 West Virginia here in the bottom of the fourth. Two hits for the Black Bears, one for the Spikes. A solo homer by Luis Aviles. Error count even at one. And the pitch, that's inside. It hits Dellerman on the left arm. Well, the 3-2 definitely goes Dellerman's way, but a painful way to take ball four. It officially will be hit by a pitch. And with two down still, Noah Lucier the batter. Lucier grounded out to second his last time up. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. Kristaps Porzingis signing a 2-year, $60 million extension with the Boston Celtics today. First pitch to Lucier, swung on and missed. Set by Jenkins in the 0-1. Breaking ball, strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Navy blue caps with a deer head on the front. Black Bears wearing the light blue, the powder blues, with the black caps with the powder blue bills. 0-2 found a way to the right side. Cap remains the same. Antonio Caballero dishing out the signs at the third base coaching post. Chad Smith giving counsel to Dellerman at first. 0-2 to Lucier. Fouled away again. Count remains the same. We'll be here tomorrow night as well, 6:30 game. Jacob Meyer, the lefty, out of Purdue Fort Wayne, scheduled to get the ball for State College. West Virginia has not yet determined its starter. David Carpenter still juggling pitchers here early in the MLB Draft League schedule for the second half. So the throw to first gets Dellerman diving back. And Logan Matthew tries to pull off the hidden ball trick again. Not a whole lot of his teammates from 2022 remaining on this 23 roster, but he's tried that twice here in this series already. You can't blame a guy for trying. 0-2 again to Lucier, and the breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. That was up and in on him. Defensive swing, but a swing nonetheless for the last strike. Fourth K for Jonah Jenkins tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Four innings complete. 3-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Marcus Page starts the fifth inning for the Spikes, takes the ball upstairs. It'll be Braden Blackford, Ryan Guardino to follow him. The 6-7-8 batter is in the order. As the breaking ball from Mark Fiallo is low for ball two to Page. Marcus 0-for-1, struck out his first time up against the Hofstra right-hander Fiallo. Time is called by Page before the 2-0 delivery. Fiallo with the abbreviated windup. The pitch in tight, 3-0 to Marcus. Of course, Marcus with a home run on Sunday, his first in his return, his 11th homer as a Spike. Strike taken on the inner half. 3-1 now to Page. Marcus will be a hitter again. And Fiallo delivers. Swing and a miss. Upstairs with a fastball, and the count is now full. 3-1 West Virginia here on the top of the fifth. There have only been three hits total in the game. Two for the Black Bears. Payoff pitch, down and in, ball four. And Fiallo looked like he thought that one slipped away as he issues his second walk of the night. And the leadoff man is aboard for the first time since Luis Aviles homered to begin the second inning. Here's Braden Blackford, the State College third baseman, struck out looking his second time up, coming off a four-hit game last night, including his first homer as a Spike. Left-handed hitter facing the righty Fiallo. Fiallo has thrown 69 pitches thus far, 43 for strikes. Is that one down and in? It gets past Dellerman to the backstop. Marcus Page moves to second base, and I believe that'll be a wild pitch. So now Page into scoring position, his team down two. Lights are on all the way around here at the ballpark. They've been on since the beginning of the game, but not necessarily needed at this stage. Still plenty of sunshine here in the Mountain State. 1-0 the count. And the pitch grounded to the right side, deflects off the middle of the first baseman, Cooper to Lucier, second baseman, throw to first, pitcher covering, it's in time. A 3-4-1 ground out. Cooper going to his right, reached out for it, deflected off his mitt, Lucier backing up, and credit the pitcher Viello for coming over to cover despite the chaos unfolding on the right side of the infield. Page moves up to third, though, as Blackford, great winning team baseball, hitting behind the runner. And now Ryan Guardino, the batter, and he lines a single to center field to bring in Marcus Page and trim the deficit to 3-2. First pitch swinging for Ryan. And for Guardino, that is his fourth RBI as a Spike. It's the second hit of the night for State College. And with a runner on, here's Jesse Fontaboa. The right fielder is 0-for-1, popped out to second base his first time up. Guardino the tying run as it looks like action is starting up in both bullpens. The first pitch of Fontaboa with Guardino taking off is fouled. First base side plummets onto the concourse and bounces around. 0-1 the count. Left-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Justin Miller is the one warming up. Another Purdue Fort Wayne product is the 0-1 to Fontaboa. Lofted and dropping into center field with that one. A well-placed single on the liner. So back-to-back base hits. Swing it back to the top of the order for the Spikes and Peyton Harden, the center fielder. He is 0-for-1, walked in the first inning, then was caught stealing on an overslide, flied out to right in the third inning. David Carpenter comes out of the first base dugout. Carp really handles the pitching staff himself here in West Virginia. He is the manager, so this just like the visit the pitching coach, which for the Spikes, of course, would be Jerome Williams, would make, and then he'll come out as the manager to remove the pitcher once it's time. And there is a left-hander just starting to get warm for West Virginia. And we'll check and see who that left-hander is in just a moment. Meanwhile, meeting on the mound is broken up. And Harden will step into the left-handed box. So here's Harden with first and second, one gone. And the pitch, he shows bunt, and he puts it down third base side, but it goes foul. Strike one to Harden. And like we saw on Sunday, yes, he came up. He was looking to bunt. A similar sort of situation late, though not the same. Then it was first and second, nobody out in what was a tie game. So it was a fait accompli. He and Dave Tremblay on the same wavelength there, but he beat out the bunt for a single. Here there is one out. Shortstop comes over to cover at second, and now turning that way is Fiello Guardino back standing. Ryan Guardino at second. Jesse Fontaboa at first. Lefty warming up for West Virginia's John Bakke, one of the holdovers for the Black Bears from the first half of the season. The 0-1, fastball upstairs, evens the count. Harden did not show bunt on that occasion. 3-2 West Virginia here on the top of the fifth, but the Spikes are threatening. Guardino already with an RBI single in the inning. Fiello comes set, and the 1-1, that's swung on and fouled back to the screen. A ball and two strikes. Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia coming up Saturday night, 6:35. It's almost here, just 3 days away. Sean himself, if you noticed on Spike's social media, has a message for the fans as he makes his return to Happy Valley. Yes, he will be there on Saturday. The 1-2, tap down the first baseline, taken in by Cooper. He'll step on the bag. Runners will move to second and third. It won't go as a sacrifice, but Harden did exactly what he needed to do, move both runners into scoring position, hitting to the right side of the infield. And here is Josh Leslie. Peyton Harden, definitely a guy who's been a catalyst at the top of the order for Dave Tremblay, and a guy who plays winning team baseball and immediately right next to Dave. Did exactly what he needed to do. Now Leslie, again 0 for 2 in the game, takes a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Chance to tie it or give the Spikes the lead here, though. Leslie levels the bat in the right-handed box. Josh out of McNeese State. Just like the man that hit before him, Peyton Harden. Here's the 1-0. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 the count. This is the first appearance of the season for Mark Faiello in a Black Bears uniform. He's thrown 80 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. With Bakke now fully warming up, I would estimate 85 was the pitch limit on him for the game as the pitch sails high. Putting on the brakes between third and home is Guardino. The throw to third, tag applied, he is out. That will not go as a caught stealing as the pitch sailed, but it deflected off the backstop straight back to Tyler Dellerman, and Guardino tried to hold up and retreat, but a little late. Spikes do score a run, however, on a pair of hits. They leave a runner on. Halfway home here at Monongahela County Ballpark through 4.5. It's West Virginia 3, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Jonah Jenkins back on the mound for State College. Justin Miller had been warming up in the Spikes bullpen. He'll reactivate the warm-ups here. Jenkins has thrown 65 pitches, 39 for strikes in his first of the fifth inning. He is fouled off by Patrick Lee, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Lee to be followed by Cam Ridley and Ben McClain, the 9-1 and 2 hitters. In the West Virginia order, Black Bears lead now 3-2. After Ryan Guardino's RBI single drew the Spikes closer in the top half of this inning. And the 0-1 to Lee, a fastball low and away. Did not miss by much, but it is ball one. Lee walked and scored back in the third inning. The 1-1, a fastball outside, 2-1 the count. And Mark Faiello has made his way out to the bullpen, hugs all around there. So he will be done for the night. After five innings of work, he exits as the pitcher of record in the game. As the 2-1, a breaking ball low, 3-1 the count to Lee. This is the middle game of a three-game series. Tomorrow at 6:30, we finish up this road set. Then the Frederick Keys come to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 6:35 Friday, 6:35 Saturday. Sunday, a 4:05 game, and the 3-1 misses low for ball four. Saturday, by the way, you do want to take note of the gate opening time. It is a 5:30 gate opening for a 6:35 game. Early entrance for season ticket holders starting at 5:20 and for groups starting at 5:25. Also, those who purchase the Sean Clifford Limited edition 1923 VIP bobblehead ticket package will also receive early entry to the ballpark so that they can be part of the exclusive meet and greet with Sean that will take place in the Geisinger Champions Lounge. And they will also have their opportunity then at the giveaway bobblehead going to the first 1,000 fans of all ages. Thanks to Lion Country Kia, Sean himself will be at the ballpark as well to partake in all the festivities. The retirement gifts will be given away. And Dave Tremblay has made the trek to the mound, and he's made the call for relief as the leadoff walk to Lee puts a runner on here. It'll be the top of the order up against Miller. We'll have the numbers on the left-hander as well as the rest of this fifth inning after this call for relief here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The new pitcher, the lefty Justin Miller out of Purdue Fort Wayne, a native of Roanoke, Indiana, in the Fort Wayne area. He turned 23 years old just last week. 5'10", 180 pounds. And Miller will be on to face Cam Ridley with a runner on first and nobody out in his first outing of the season. Miller went 2 scoreless innings on Friday against Mahoning Valley, allowing just 1 hit and 2 strikeouts. He repeated that on a Sunday, 2 scoreless innings, this time yielding 3 hits and a walk, but still striking out 2. He took 20 pitches to get through 2 innings on Friday, just 29 on Sunday. So he will pick things up for Jonah Jenkins. Jenkins goes 4-plus innings on the mound. He is responsible for Lee at first base. He will not be a part of the decision tonight unless it is on the losing end. Gave up 3 runs thus far, 2 of them earned on 2 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Also a hit batsman. He threw 70 pitches, 40 for strikes as a throw to first. Gets Ridley back standing. Ridley does have 2 steals in the first 4 games for the Black Bears. All right, I should say Lee got back to first. Ridley at the plate, where he's 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of runs scored. And the pitch. Ridley shows bunt, draws it back. That one high and away for a ball. Miller went change up to start things off. Fastball, curveball, slider, change, and sinker. And here's the set and the 1-0 from the lefty. High and away, ball 2 with the fastball. Lee has not yet attempted to steal for the Black Bears. And the pitch, that's high and away, ball 3. Still in a rain delay in Mahoning Valley. Meanwhile, Williamsport now leads Trenton 6-0, top of the fourth on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Here in West Virginia, the Black Bears leading the Spikes 3-2. Justin Miller trying to keep it that way. As he comes with a 3-0 pitch. Fastball strike, upper reaches of the zone. 3-1 the count. Talking about the Sean Clifford retirement party on Saturday. And again, the Sean Clifford limited edition 1923 VIP bobblehead ticket package is available, as well as the giveaway bobblehead. So you got a chance at two as the 3-1 fastball is a strike on the outer edge, and the count is full. Miller comes all the way back. The VIP bobblehead, reminiscent of the black and white 1923 team photo. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Miller does come all the way back to record the strikeout, his first of the night. The Spikes' fifth as a team, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. One gone in the bottom of the fifth, Ben McLean, the left-handed hitting right fielder, is up 0-2 with an RBI groundout. And again, with the VIP bobblehead ticket package, you get the limited edition 1923 VIP bobblehead, and that's the only way to get it through the special package. As the pitch to McLean popped up foul, third base side, 0-1. You'll also get early entry to the ballpark for the Sean Clifford bobblehead giveaway and for the exclusive pregame meet and greet and autograph session beginning at 5:30 in the Geisinger Champions Lounge. Purchasers will be guided up to the meet and greet and are limited to no more than three items to be signed as part of this exclusive meet and greet and autograph session with Sean. But throw to first, back standing is Lee. But there will also be an in-game autograph session as Sean will be on the concourse, meeting fans and signing autographs on the first base side of the field adjacent to section 204. And the in-game autograph session will run from approximately 7 to 8 p.m. It will be on a first-come, first-served basis. A breaking ball up high. 1-1 the count. Capping off all the festivities, skies over his beloved Happy Valley will light up with a fantastic post-game fireworks show themed with golden oldies as the background music befitting his golden years. Presented by Lion Country Kia. You might say his golden and green years. 1-1, fouled to the left side, 1-2. Sean, the newest quarterback in Green Bay, drafted by the Packers in the fourth round this year. He has really impressed the folks in Wisconsin in the early going. By the way, it all starts off the Silver Sneakers Walk at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Takes place at 11 a.m. Senior citizens and other fans invited to make their laps around the facility, stay active in their golden years. Now, Sean will be unable to attend the walk, but he does send his best regards to all the participants as the 1-2 to McLean fouled away to the left side. Count remains the same. Lee had taken off on the pitch. He'll retreat back to first. And not only will we shower Sean with an array of gifts as he heads into the next chapter of his life, but there'll be retirement gift giveaways that one lucky fan will be able to receive for each of them, including a rocking chair giveaway, a Florida snowbird trip giveaway, complete with one-way airline ticket for the retiree, and a year's supply of adult diapers, among other gifts. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-2 the count. There'll also be a 1923 team photo giveaway for the first 250 fans. All fans 25 and up can enjoy the Spikes Senior Citizen discount when purchasing at the Spikes ticket office. That's in honor of Sean turning 25 this Friday. Day prior to the event, we'll have a crowd-wide sing-along of For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. Here's the 2-2 from Miller. Nope, a throw to first instead. And again, Lee back standing. You'll be able to sign a giant happy retirement card. First 100 fans will be able to get part of the 100 Cupcake Retirement Cupcake Cake. And there'll be games of 500 rummy and canasta on the concourse. Decks of cards will be available to serve as party favors as well. 2-2, driven foul, third base side. On to the concourse eventually as it hops the graded fence, separating the grass berm from the concourse there. Main ballpark gate here at Monongahela County Ballpark is in left center field, and fans circle around to their seats. There's also a VIP gate in right center. The 2-2, sharp grounder up the middle, backhanded by Page. He'll stop, bouncing throw to first in time, taking advantage of the turf. As Lee moves to second, Page knew he was going away from second base. He wouldn't be able to flip it to Leslie, so he did the right thing, set his feet, fired to first, and that Turpoff that Dave Concepcion pioneered in Cincinnati, working to perfection into the mitt of Logan Mathieu here. 4-3 ground out, erases McLean. Lee now at second. Two down and Tyner Hughes at the plate. The third baseman 0-for-1 with a walk. Leveling the bat in the right-handed box. Tickets for Saturday's game available now. StateCollegeSpikes.com. Here's a chopper foul, third base side. 0-1 the count. Plus the Sean Clifford limited edition 1923 VIP bobblehead package still available at StateCollegeSpikes.com as well. You can also get them at the ticket office. Again, open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Friday, 10 a.m. to the end of the game Saturday, or give us a call during those business hours, 814-272-1711. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in tight. Hughes has to kick his leg out of the way. One ball, one strike. Third ball at 73 from the lefty Miller to the righty Hughes. 3-2 West Virginia here in the bottom of the fifth. Miller sets. And the 1-1. This one is lifted in the air right field. Playable for Fontebola, who's coming in on it. Makes the catch and ends the inning. As Justin Miller comes in with a man on, gets three straight outs in order, and the inning is over. One runner left on base for the Black Bears. The score 3-2 in favor of West Virginia as we move to the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, 3-2 lead for West Virginia, but the Spikes will have the 2-3-4 hitters due up, Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras, and Luis Aviles. They will face a new pitcher for the Black Bears, as Mark Viello done after five innings of work, and in his place, the lefty, John Bakke. Morehead State product was with the Black Bears in the first half of the season. Here in the second half, he has made one appearance. He did earn the save going the last three innings for the West Virginia victory this past weekend at Trenton. Did allow three runs on seven hits and a hit batsman, but also struck out three. And again, if you are the finishing pitcher and you go three or more innings in a game, you automatically get the save no matter what your line ends up at. We'll give you the final line for Fiello in a moment. But first, Josh Leslie will step into the right-handed box against the lefty Bakke. Leslie is 0-for-2. He was at the plate in the fifth inning. Final out on the base pass, so he's in with a fresh count here. And he swings the first pitch and lines it, but straight at the left fielder, Patrick Lee, who makes the catch. One away. Fiello goes five innings tonight, allowing two runs, both earned, on three hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. He threw 81 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. Here's Carlos Contreras, 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts. Again, 3-2 West Virginia here in the top of the sixth inning. Spikes out hitting the Black Bears, 3-2, however. An error each way. The Spikes hits have been more impactful, including the solo homer by Luis Aviles, but the Spikes' lone error impactful as well. It's the 1-0 to Contreras. This one lifted toward left field. Lee going back this time, but he settles up and reels it in. Two away. Meanwhile, the record closed for Jonah Jenkins tonight. Again, right now the pitcher of record, he will not be able to earn the victory tonight. In four innings of work, he threw 70 pitches, 44 strikes, three runs against him, two earned on two hits, three walks, four strikeouts, and a hit batsman. Here's Luis Aviles, homered to left field in the second, a solo shot, reached on an error in the fourth. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Fastball at 89 over the outer half from the lefty Baki. So that's what's brought us to this point in the game. Of course, the Spikes last night at this stage were trailing 13-2, but they roared back with seven runs in the seventh inning. Bouncer foul, third base side. 0-2 to Aviles. Had the tying run on deck, which is part of what would have been a save situation. In the seventh and the ninth. But unable to push ahead any further, just too big of an early deficit. Tonight, though, not so much. Only a one-run game. Baki kicks and deals. And Aviles sends this one skyward, foul, first base side. This one onto the brush behind the concourse. That leads up to the West Virginia Hospital nearby here. In amidst the hills here in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. This facility used by both the Black Bears and the West Virginia University baseball team. 0-2 fastball just outside. Actually went changeup that time, but it's ball one nevertheless. 6:30 game tomorrow for the Spikes. Then back home, we talked about the Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway with fireworks also on display Saturday, presented by Lion Country Kia. Here's the 1-2 sent sky high to center field. Coming in on it, Ridley posted underneath it. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 3-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus five bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Justin Miller on for his second inning of work in relief. West Virginia 3, State College 2 as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Spikes have out hit the Black Bears 3-2, one error aside. It's the middle game of this three-game set. West Virginia entered the night 3-0 in the second half, leading the way in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Frederick in second at 2-1. The Spikes at now at 2-2, standing in third place, a game and a half back. And a game in Mahoning Valley has officially been called, so the Scrappers and the Keys will see a game go by the boards due to rain. Meanwhile, they are still in the bottom of the fourth in Williamsport, 6-1 Crosscutters there, as they lead the Trenton Thunder. Both of those teams 1-2 entering the night. Scrappers were 1-3. The pitch, breaking ball low and away to Anthony Hansen, the number four hitter and designated hitter for West Virginia tonight. Hansen is 0-2. He has flied out twice to Jesse Fontaboa in right field. The 1-0. Upstairs the ball, 2-0 the count. Wind about 5 to 10 miles an hour, blowing the flags beyond the Spikes bullpen in left field towards left. Sort of a right-to-left wind, actually, now is the 2-0 pitch from Miller in the lefty-lefty matchup. Down and away, a ball. Hansen goes without batting gloves at the plate. Or is this a warm summer evening? At the outset, it was 89 degrees. The temperature has dropped down to 82 through the course of the night. And barely any clouds above us here. Blue skies fading now into those sunset skies off in the distance beyond the outfield wall. The 3-0 right down Broadway for strike one. 86 from the lefty Miller. And Miller has now thrown 5 scoreless innings to start his Spikes tenure. He goes exclusively from the stretch. Here's the 3-1. Fastball on a called strike on the outer edge. 3-2. And the payoff pitch, that one low, gets through the wickets of Aviles, but trotting down to first is Hansen with the walk. First one allowed by Justin Miller tonight, the second he has yielded this year. And with the leadoff man on, here's Bobby Ledé, the shortstop. 0-2 tonight after a big game last night where he was just a home run shy of the cycle. Middle infield at double play depth. They've turned 5 double plays on the ground so far this year, but a sharp grounder past the third baseman Blackburn skitters all the way down the left field line and bounces off the wall. And now held up at third base is Hansen. Some indecision on the part of third base coach Antonio Caballero. He held up the stop sign as Hansen came in, then tried to wave him in, but by that time Contreras had already returned the ball towards the infield. It will be a double for Bobby Ledé, however. His first hit of the night, the Black Bears third, and now runners are at second and third with nobody out for Michael Cooper. Black Bears already leading 3-2. Spikes will bring the infield up at the corners for sure. Middle infield, well, they're going to come up, but they're not going to come all the way into the edge of the green turf. They stay back because of the way that the ball bounces on the turf. Here's the pitch to Cooper in another lefty-lefty matchup. Breaking ball and a called strike. Nicked the outer edge. 0-1 the count. The set, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup that time, and it's 0-2. Dave Tremblay set back in the dugout. Tim Battle and Jerome Williams on the top step, third base side. Here's the 0-2 from Miller. Bounces in, blocked by Aviles toward third base, so no movement by Hansen. He's not going to run into the tag. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. And this is where so much gets put on the catcher. In a situation like this, a runner on third. Already a wild pitch has scored a run for the Black Bears in the game. But to try to put Cooper away, you might go the curve, the cut fastball, both of which are going to dive down toward the ground. And as a catcher, you've got to keep everything in front of you as best you can. Especially with nobody out. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball there, and that's the second strikeout for Justin Miller. It's the sixth strikeout for Spikes pitching tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One down, infield remains up, and Tyler Dellerman, the catcher and number seven hitter in the order, steps in. Bounce back to the pitcher in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth. Facing the lefty Miller, the righty Dellerman stands on the back of the box and swings, lifting one into left center field, a base hit. Lede coming up behind Hansen, the throw to the plate won't be in time. It's a two-run single for Tyler Dellerman, and it bumps the Black Bears' lead up to 5-2. Well, definitely the drawn-in infield a factor in how that fell in, but it probably would have been well-placed even in a normal alignment. As Noah Lucier steps in, the second baseman, another right-handed hitter 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Fourth hit of the game for West Virginia. Pitch from Miller, foul back to the screen, 0-1. By the way, the upcoming weekend homestand finishes up Sunday, 4:05 game. Another Sunday fun day at the ballpark. First 250 kids eat free with a coupon for a hot dog, chips, and soda. Also, half-price hard seltzers from 3 to 5. 0-1 to Lucier upstairs, ball one. And a pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti from 3 to 3:30. First 100 kids of the catch on the field get a Spikes Youth Baseball Glove presented by Chiaravetti. And we'll have other assorted fun on Sunday as well, including Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition after the game presented by Mount Nittany Health, as there will be after the Friday and Saturday night games as well. Again, 4:05 Sunday against the Frederick Keys, rounding out a big weekend series. And you can join us by heading to statecollegespikes.com, or you can give us a call, 814-272-1711. And the ticket office will be open in person 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Friday, 10 a.m. to the end of the game Saturday and Sunday. Breaking ball drops in for a called strike on the inner half. 2-2 the count. Runner on first, one out, bottom of the sixth inning. Spikes now trailing 5-2. Middle infield, though, is at double play depth. Again, they've turned five of them on the ground this year. Turned three of them last night, but two of them were on liners. 2-2 to Lucier, foul back to the screen. Count remains the same, and when I say on the year, of course, I mean the second half. It's pretty much an entirely different team. No position players returning to the Spikes as of this stage from the first half of the season. Only three pitchers, Ty Buckner, Derek Cherry, and, of course, Sam Walbridge, who's now departed the squad, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors. Bouncing 2-2 pitch to Lucier, blocked by Aviles. And the count is full. That was the sinker from Miller. Now gets the sign. Payoff pitch. Lifted in the air right field, but Fontebowa coming in makes the catch chest high. Dellerman remains at first. Two gone in the bottom of the sixth. Brings up Patrick Lee, the number nine hitter. Left fielder is 0-for-0 officially. Pair of walks in the game. He has scored a run as well. He'll stand in the right-handed box. Again, out of William Carey University, same alma mater as Black Bears teammate Bobby Lede. The pitch homeward. Eyeing away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Star Wars night. Comic-Con night, 4-for-44 Friday. Starting off a big weekend. So 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1 the count. We've also got a Yuengling Michelob Ultra happy hour, 5:30 to 7:30 Friday night. Saturday, in addition to all of the goings-on with the Sean Clifford retirement party, the Bellefonte Area High School baseball team, state champions in Class 4A to be honored. It's a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. Great chances to win big, including baseball bingo. Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition after the game presented by Mount Nittany Health as well. And oh, by the way, Tungsten Armo Doyle is invited to appear as well. Fastball down and in, 3-1 the count. I mean, it is the All-Star break. I know Saturday, Major League schedule will be back in action, but why not swing through Central PA? Go ahead and search Tungsten Arm O'Doyle on Wikipedia if you don't understand. 3-1. The pitch. That's in the turf, blocked by Avilas, but it's 4. So Lee receives his third walk of the night. Dellerman moves up to second, and now pair of runners on with two outs for the leadoff man in the order, Cam Ridley. 2-for-3 in the game. Singles in the first and third innings. Runs in each of those frames as well. A strikeout against Justin Miller in the fifth, but now a visit from Jerome Williams, Spike's pitching coach. Trying to settle things down here with runners on first and second and two away. Sunday also, by the way, an Ike's Kids Club free game. Sign your child up for Ike's Kids Club and you get a selection of free games for them at the outset of the season. But if you concurrently purchase a Flexbook or Spike's Mini Plan, you'll get your number of games bumped up to that number automatically. Amount of free games there. It's all part of being in Ike's Kids Club. Check out statecollegespikes.com for more information. Then it'll be a long stretch away from home for the Spikes. After Sunday's contest, there won't be another home game for 9 days until a pair of midweek games, a rarity here in the month of July. Tuesday the 25th, Christmas in July, with a visit from Santa Claus and Jared Box Project Night on a Walking Taco Tuesday. And Wednesday the 26th, Super Splash Day at the ballpark. 12:05 start. Kids can run the bases after that game presented by Mount Nittany Health. And, of course, it'll be a wet and wild afternoon as the Geisinger Kid Zone turns into the Splash Zone. First pitch to Ridley, a breaking ball swung on and missed. Actually, that was the sinking fastball from Miller. Good movement on it. 0-1 the count. Pitch to Ridley. Goes sinker again, and it dips too low. 1. As hard as it is to believe, after this weekend, we will officially be more than halfway complete with the Spikes 2023 home schedule. That's so much fun already. Still so much more to come. 1-1, a breaking ball hits Ridley in the right ankle. Second hit batsman for Spikes pitching in the game, and now the bases are loaded for Ben McLean. There are two outs in the inning. It'll be a lefty-lefty matchup here. Now, there is right-handed action starting up in the Spikes bullpen. Ty Buckner is warming up right now. Spikes currently with a 10-man staff on the shorter side. The way that the second-half rosters are set to be laid out, 13 is the target number for pitchers, but those will be bolstered. As the pitch to McLean, line down the left field line, but tailing foul. And it ricochets off the wall on the foul side of the left field stripe. 0-1 the count. So as Buckner speeds up his warm-up somewhat. Miller trying to get the last out here in the sixth inning. West Virginia leading 5-2. The lefty sets. And the 0-1. Fastball upstairs. Levels the count. By the way, if you check out statecollegespikes.com/tickets, you'll be able to see all the promotions coming up and figure out which ones you want to be part of, not just for this weekend, but the rest of the 2023 home schedule. 1-1, swung on and missed. Sinker was a hard one that time in terms of movement. It got off the table in a hurry. 1-2 the count. Miller gets the sign. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Down and away, blocked by Aviles. Two balls and two strikes to McLean. Bases loaded, two outs. Justin Miller sets and delivers. Down and away, McLean lays off again on the curveball. So the full count, two outs, runners will be off. McLean set. Miller looks in for the sign and gets it. There go the runners. Payoff pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Two runs, three hits, one error for State College. Five runs, four hits, one error for West Virginia. Black Bears looking to break it open. The Spikes looking to keep the game the way it is. Get back at the plate with Logan Matthew due to lead off in the seventh. Another 3-2. Grounder to the right side. Page scoops up the ball from the turf. Throw to first in time, and the inning is over. So West Virginia does score a pair of runs on two hits. They leave the bases loaded. Six innings complete here in Monongahela County Ballpark. It's West Virginia 5, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, Logan Matthew, Marcus Page, and Braden Blackford due up for the Spikes. Now trail 5-2 as John Bakke, the left-hander, on for his second inning of work. And time has been called. There's no left fielder for West Virginia. Patrick Lee comes racing out of the first base dugout. Lee was on second base last inning, and he just bolts out there. Would have been pretty interesting for the Black Bears to play with only eight fielders. Especially a two-man outfield against Matthew. But everybody's set now, and Bakke will go exclusively from the stretch. Kicks and deals to Matthew in a lefty-lefty matchup. That's a called strike. Breaking ball over the outer portion of the plate. Logan 0-for-2 tonight. Looking for his first hit in his return to the Mountain State. He did walk last night. And the 0-1 taken for a ball down and away. Again, Matthew to be followed by Page and Blackford. The 1-1, swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Ball and two strikes now. Out in Williamsport, now a 6-1 lead for the Crosscutters. Top of the sixth inning at historic Bowman Field. Again, the Keys and the Scrappers, did not play tonight. Grounder to the right side. Snare by diving Lucier. Second baseman comes up throwing, and it's in time. Now give credit to Lucier there. He just robbed Logan Matthew of a base hit. APB's going out after that one. One gone as Bakke is now retired. The first four he has faced with a little help from his friends. Here's Marcus Page. Second baseman's 0-for-1 with a walk. Struck out in the second inning. His walk was in the fifth. He scored subsequent to that base on balls. And the first pitch to him here, the big looping curve, misses outside. Ball one. A lefty Bakke against the righty Page. Blackford, the left-hander, on deck. The 1-0. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. Now, in terms of lineup construction, it's been mostly the same now for the Spikes after the first couple of games. Dave Tremblay has figured out what he wants to see, how to arrange things. The 1-1, a breaking ball slices down. Ball two. He's also done a good job sort of alternating batters. Left, right, left, right. 2-1, fouled away to the right side. Evens it up to Page. Talking with managers over the past decade and a half, a lot of them subscribe to the theory that because, especially here at the lower levels, when starters aren't always going 4, 5, 6 innings at a time, the 2-2 misses low, and you might have pitchers who go left or right or left or right. If you alternate the hitters, you always kind of come out ahead in the platoon advantage. And, of course, younger pitchers sometimes can't even take advantage of it the way more experienced players can. Page sends the 3-2 skyward to left field. Lee, just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And the Black Bears are sure glad he came out to play in the seventh inning after that one. Otherwise, that would have been a double. Two outs in the top of the seventh. Here's Braden Blackford, the third baseman, 0-for-2. Struck out in the second, but then in the fifth inning, a weird play where the ball bounced off first baseman Michael Cooper's mitt. Noah Lucier, the second baseman, backed him up. And Mark Fiello, the starting pitcher, went to first base and covered, and it was a 3-4-1 putout. Here's the pitch to Blackford, down and away for a ball. Want to know the count. Dellerman remains the catcher. He's been there since the first pitch of the night, and the 1-0 curveball missed inside, 2-0. Sometimes in that big looping curve like that, it's where it eventually settles in the catcher's mitt, so the framing can be very important on that. That's where it's called, the 2-0. Fouled behind home. Over our heads, on over the roof. Two balls and a strike. 5-2 West Virginia here on the top of the seventh. Black Bears with the advantage in the hit column, 4-3. Errors even at one. The 2-1 pitch taken for a called strike on the inner half. It's been almost all breaking balls for Bakke in this inning. Lucier playing back on the outfield turf at second base. The 2-2. Fastball and a called strike three. Almost all breaking balls as Bakke records his first strikeout of the night. The Black Bears eighth as a staff. Bakke's retired all six batters he has faced. It's time to stretch here in Monongalia County Ballpark. West Virginia leads State College 5-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end August 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. The Highwayman, Ty Buckner on the mound here in the bottom of the seventh, taking over for the Spikes. And fans, the Spikes have called for a leaf, bringing in a new pitcher for the seventh inning. And you, too, can call for a leaf by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ty Buckner has made one appearance in the second half, unfortunately took the loss. Going one inning, only one earned run against him, but three total, two hits, a walk, three strikeouts. That was on Saturday in Mahoning Valley, but he was outstanding in the first half of the season, posting a 2.7 ERA, two saves in the first half. Each of his last two appearances a save. He also was the pitcher in the Spikes' tiebreaker win as well, but per the rules of the MLB Draft League Overtime tiebreaker, no winning or losing pitchers are credited when it reaches the tiebreaker because of its half-inning nature. First pitch to Tyner Hughes, a fastball, up and in, ball one at 91 miles an hour. Hughes tonight is 0 for 2 with a walk. So Buckner looking to keep this a 5-2 game. West Virginia out in front. 1-0 fades in for a called strike on the outer half. One run for the Spikes in the second on Luis Avilas' solo homer. A run in the fifth as well. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. It's 1-2. One run for the Black Bears in the first inning. Two in the third and two more in the sixth. Buckner gets the sign for the 1-2. Going exclusively from the stretch. The pitch, fastball and a called strike. Three at the knees. 92 miles an hour. An excellent 1-2 pitch to earn his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. One gone, and here is Anthony Hansen, the left-handed hitting DH. His 0 for 2 of the walk. He has scored a run as well. And the pitch. And Hansen lifts this one left field toward the corner, but underneath it is Carlos Contreras. He's posted under, makes the two-handed grab. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And now Bobby Ladde up. Ladde, the shortstop, 1 for 3. Struck out and grounded out his first two plate appearances, but then doubled and scored in the sixth. Final line tonight for Justin Miller. Two innings of relief. He allowed his first runs as a Spike, two of them, on two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. He also hit a batter through 50 pitches, 27 for strikes. First delivery from Buckner to Ladde. Strike on the inner corner. 0-1 the count. 5-2 West Virginia here in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. On the breaking ball, and it's an 0-2 count to Ladde. Spikes in the eighth will have the 8-9-1 batters due up. Guardino, Fontebola, and Harden. There's no quit in this Spikes team. We saw it last night. It was a 13-2 game. You could write it off, but the Spikes came surging back, made it 13-9. As the 0-2 to Ladde swung on and missed. High heat at 93 miles an hour. Second strikeout for Ty Buckner, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Three up, three down in the seventh. We go to the eighth, 5-2 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
John Bakke back on to work for West Virginia in the top of the eighth. Ryan Guardino leading off against him. Bakke's retired all six batters he's faced so far. Guardino, who smashed his first Spikes homer last night, takes a strike. A curveball over the outer portion of the plate. 0-1 the count. Tonight he is 1-for-2. He knocked in a run with his single into center field in the fifth. Trying to time up the curve. He sends the 0-1 pitch. Out of play, first base side, 0-2 the count. A big looping curve of Bakke's can be an effective weapon, particularly when you're expecting the curve and then can zoom a fastball by it. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, like that. 88 miles an hour looks a lot faster when combined with a 70-mile-an-hour curveball. Second straight strikeout for Bakke, one gone in the top of the eighth. Here's Jesse Fontebolla, the Spikes right fielder, 1-for-2, popped out to second in the third inning, singled in the fifth. Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway just 3 nights away. Saturday night, game time 6:35 against Frederick. Gates open at 5:30 for the general public. Of course, the bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia to the first 1,000 fans, but early admission starting at 5:20 if you're a Spikes season ticket holder, 5:25 if you're a member of a group for the night. The 0-1 taken for a strike on the inner half, 0-2 the count. By the way, if you're thinking about, how many people do I need for a group, you can start. And get discounted group tickets. Sometimes as low as, well, as 10 people needed, 20 will get you better discounted pricing. 100 will get you an even better discount. And you can email groups at statecollegespikes.com. Maybe set one up. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, or in the turf, rather, blocked by Dellerman. 1-2 to Fontebolla. Jesse popped out in the third inning, singled in the fifth. Looking to flip it back to the top of the order in Peyton Hardin. And the 1-2, that one down low, and it ricochets off the shin pad of Dellerman to the Spikes on deck circle. Peyton Hardin will roll it on over to the West Virginia side. Two balls, two strikes. Darker turf on the baselines here, reminiscent of the dirt on natural grass fields. Green turf the rest of the way around, a lighter green in center field in the outline of the West Virginia University logo as Fontebolla sends this one to left center field, but it is playable for Ridley, who makes the catch just shy of the warning track. Fontebolla gave it a ride, 101 miles an hour off the bat, but no wind at all now, and two are away in the top of the eighth. Peyton Hardin steps in. Hardin led off the game with a walk, was caught stealing for the first time this season. Wasn't really that he was caught. He just slid on the slicker turf and overslid the base and was tagged there. Since then, he has flied out and grounded out. Baki, the lefty, delivers to the lefty Harden. Slider misses low. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball down low as well. 2-0 the count to Harden. And the 2-0 clip foul at the plate. 2 balls and a strike. 5-2 West Virginia here in the top of the eighth. Black Bears with 4 hits. The Spikes with 3. Baki out of the stretch, third base side of the slab. Here's the 2-1. Curveball for a called strike down the heart of the plate. 2-2 the count. Roundhouse curve might be a bit out of fashion, but like I said, it makes your fastball seem even faster. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Slider was low and away, but Dellerman hangs on. It's the third strikeout for Baki, who's retired all 9 batters he has faced tonight. To the bottom of the eighth, West Virginia 5, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-2 West Virginia. Ty Buckner back on the mound for his second inning of work for the Spikes. Michael Cooper, Tyler Dellerman, Noah Lucier, the 6-7-8 batters due up for West Virginia. And the first pitch from Ty Buckner is lined to right center field, a base hit. So Cooper with his first hit of the night, the Black Bears' fifth as a team. And leadoff man on here on the eighth. Dellerman is 1-for-2. Bounce back to the pitcher in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and his 2-run single in the sixth. Bumped West Virginia's lead back up to 3 runs. Fans, there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Bronto Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. At MLBDraftLeague.com, register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Grounder on to short, juggled by Leslie, but a throw to second in time for Page, and the on to first for the double play, 6-4-3, 2 gone in the bottom of the eighth. This is Spike's turn 2 for the 6th time on the ground in this second half of the season. That'll bring up Noah Lucier, the second baseman, 0-for-3. Ground down, a strikeout, and a flyout. Buckner out of the stretch, the pitch, fastball missed down and in. 1-0 the count. And the next offering, a fastball called strike at the letters. 93 miles an hour. Evens it up 1-1. Still some daylight here in Granville, just outside Morgantown. You go up the hill, you'll be in Morgantown. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-1 the count. And the next offering, grounder up the middle to his left. Leslie, the shortstop, gathers it in, slings it over to first in time, and the inning is over. Black Bears with one hit, but nobody left. We go to the ninth. It's 5-2 West Virginia, but the Spikes will have the 2-3-4 hitters. Leslie, Contreras, Aviles due up. Do they have a ninth inning comeback in them? We'll find out after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the ninth inning. Last chance for the Spikes. Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras, and Luis Aviles will be due up against a new West Virginia pitcher on to close it out, Brady Chilban. Chilban, a holdover from the first half of the MLB Draft League season out of Rio Grande College in Ohio. A Wadsworth, Ohio native, 6'5", 240 pounds, 22 years of age. He made his first appearance of the second half on July the 7th. That was this past Friday in Trenton. He went one inning, allowed one walk, nothing more, one strikeout. A 6'10 ERA in the first half. He recorded 19 strikeouts to 8 walks in that first half. And it's Leslie standing in the right-handed box against him. Chilban with the first pitch of the ninth inning in a 3-run game. It's bounced to the left side, taken in by the third baseman. Hughes is thrown to first, is wide though. Cooper dragged off the bag. And Contreras will be up now with Leslie aboard. And we'll see if that is ruled as the second error of the night for the Black Bears. Tying run now on deck. This is a save situation for Chilban, and it will be the second error of the night. E5 the call. John Bakke went three innings and allowed nothing. He faced the minimum 9 hitters. 3 strikeouts in that span, 37 pitches, 25 for strikes. First pitch to Contreras, down and in. Carlos is 0 for 3 this evening with a trio of flyouts. Gave the ball around to left field a couple of times in this one. Chilban out of the stretch, the 1-0. Fastball down and in at 95. 2-0 the count. Chilban trying to close it out for the Black Bears and keep them undefeated to start the second half of the MLB Draft League season. Took both games they played against Trenton on the weekend. Took the opener of the series last night. The 2-0. In tight, ball 3. Luis Aviles, who already has a homer in this one, is on deck. Chilban set at the belt. Contreras ready in the left-handed box. Facing the righty on the hill. 3-0. Taken for a called strike, outer half of the plate. 3-1 the count. Contreras will be a hitter again. Middle infield at double play depth. Lede actually up close at short. Lucier playing a little back at second, but the 3-1, a fastball down and in, ball four. So after an error and a walk, the first two batters of the inning are aboard. And here's Luis Aviles. He sent a pitch over the left field fence, 394 feet away in the second inning, his first Spikes homer of the year. Since then, he has reached on an error and flied out. Aviles taking his time, headed into the right-handed box, and he is ready. Leslie leads, Contreras leads. And the pitch. That's a strike. Change up on the inner half of the plate, 0-1. 86 miles an hour. The set. Joban with the 0-1, a swung on and missed. Change up outside that time. 0-2 the count. Aviles with a grimace. Exited the right-handed box. Re-enters now. 0-2 the count. Logan Mathieu, the former Black Bear, on deck. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with another change. That's the first strikeout for Choban, the 11th for West Virginia pitching. Ty Buckner, two innings on the hill. He allowed one hit but elicited a double play. No runs against him. A nice bounce back effort for the right-hander. Two strikeouts for Buckner as well, who needed just 14 pitches to get through two innings. Logan Mathieu in the left-handed box. 0-for-3 thus far tonight, but with a chance here in the ninth. The pitch. Driven foul off the netting above the Spikes dugout third base side. Strike one to Mathieu, left-handed hitter against the right-hander Choban. Taps his bat on both sides of the plate. Four of his eight home runs last year were right here in Monongalia County Ballpark. A one, swing and a miss. That one, the sinker from Choban, 88, dropping off the table. 0-2 the count. Marcus Page on deck. Choban sets. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a sinker again. Second strikeout in a row for Choban, and the Spikes are down to their final out. Marcus Page into the right-handed box.
Second baseman, Marcus Page.
Marcus 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Leslie still at second. Contreras still at first. Tying run at the plate. Choban sets. And the righty deals. Taken for a strike. Four-seamer that time at 95 miles an hour. Even the four-seamer has some drop to it. Here's the 0-1. And Page sends this one foul, first base side, onto the concourse, and the Spikes are down to their last strike. Tomorrow, a 6:30 game here at Monongalia County Ballpark. I'll be on the air with you at approximately 6:15 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander, set to go for State College. West Virginia has not yet decided their starter. 0-2 count here in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Low and away, Marcus lays off. 1-2 to the Las Vegas native. Page had a big-time homer last year against the Black Bears back home in Happy Valley. 1-2. Bouncer to the left side, cut off. Third baseman Hughes throw to first in time to get Page and end the ball game. 5-3 put out to make the final score. West Virginia 5, State College 2. We'll wrap it up from Midler Field at Lobano Park right after this here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back in action for the second half of the Major League Baseball Draft League season, and you can join all the fun. Belfont's own Logan Matthew leads the squad, and you can enjoy several fantastic fireworks shows. Plus 5 bobblehead giveaways, including the Sean Clifford Retirement Party and Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lion Country Kia, July 15th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Back here at Monongalia County Ballpark, a final tonight. West Virginia topping the Spikes 5-2. So the Black Bears now 4-0 on the second half of the MLB Draft League season. The Spikes now 2-3. Final game totals. State College, 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, 4 runners left on base. West Virginia, 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 6 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Mark Fiello out of Hofstra. He went 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits, 7 strikeouts to 2 walks. He's now 1-0. Jonah Jenkins, 4 solid innings, only allowing 2 earned runs, 3 in total on 2 hits, but 3 walks, a hit pass, and 4 strikeouts. He takes the loss to drop to 0-1. And John Bakke with a hold, his 3rd of the year. Brady Choban earns the save in his first opportunity. Time of the game rests 2 hours and 24 minutes here in Monongalia County Ballpark tonight. Luis Aviles with his first Spikes home run of this season. His 3rd overall is a Spike, a solo shot in the 2nd. Ryan Guardino and the other RBI single for the Spikes. But West Virginia scoring a run on a wild pitch in the 1st inning. In the 3rd, an error allowing another run to score, and then an RBI ground out by Ben McLean, making it 3-1. And in the 6th inning, when the Spikes had climbed back to within a run, Tyler Dellerman delivered a 1-out RBI, or 2-run single, I should say, to bump the lead back to 5-2, where it would remain for the rest of the night. So Black Bears and Spikes will finish up their 3-game series here at Monongalia County Ballpark tomorrow night, 6:30 game time. Jacob Meyer, the left-hander out of Purdue-Fort Wayne, will get the ball for the Spikes against an as-yet-undetermined starter for the Black Bears. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, starting at 6:15 approximately. And, of course, the Spikes and the Black Bears finishing up their series, and then State College headed home to Happy Valley for a 3-game weekend set. It is Star Wars night at Comic-Con night on Friday, 6:35 game time against the Frederick Keys. Also a 4-for-44 Friday at the ballpark. Saturday, a huge one. Sean Clifford retirement party and bobblehead giveaway presented by Lion Country Kia. We'll give away all sorts of retirement gifts. We'll have fireworks at the end of the night. You can be one of the first 1,000 fans when gates open at 5:30 to pick up the bobblehead. Again, game time is 6:35. Gates will open early. As early as 5:20 for season ticket holders, 5:25 for groups. There'll also be early admission for those that purchase the Sean Clifford Limited Edition 1923 VIP bobblehead ticket package with a bobblehead takeoff of how he would appear in 1923. Of course, the joke at the Rose Bowl from James Franklin being that he was in that 1923 Rose Bowl team photo. So we're playing on that, a 1923 team photo giveaway for the first 250 fans, a happy retirement cupcake cake celebration. First 100 fans will get to dig in on that as well. We'll also have a giant happy retirement card. Sean, by the way, will be meeting and greeting fans and signing autographs on the concourse during the game from approximately 7 to 8 p.m. as well. It all gets started with a silver sneakers walk. Sean will be unable to participate, but gives his best regards to everybody. That will be at 11 a.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. You can take your laps around the facility and celebrate your golden years, just like Sean is about to. And, of course, he will be on hand. We'll have a lot of big fun at the ballpark. Also, we'll be celebrating Bellefonte Area High School State Championship baseball team as well on Saturday. It's a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery with Baseball Bingo. And after the game, at all 3 games this weekend, it'll be Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition presented by Mount Nittany Health. It all finishes up with a Sunday fun day at the ballpark, presented with the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti. Youth baseball glove giveaway as well for the first 100 kids in the on-field catch. 6:35 Friday game, 6:35 Saturday. Gates opening at 5:30 with early admission for season ticket holders and groups, and a 4:05 game on Sunday. Tickets available for all 3 of those games right now at statecollegespikes.com. You can also give us a call at 814-272-1711. During normal business hours, you can visit the ticket office in person as well. Open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Friday, 10 a.m. to the end of the game Saturday. It all begins with Star Wars night at Comic-Con night on Friday. Final score tonight, West Virginia 5, State College 2. I'm Joe Putnam. I'll talk to you at approximately 6:15 tomorrow here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So